Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on in our study in the series we're calling Everyday Faith. We're, I think, week 8 now of looking into and studying the letter of James to the early church. And I want to read to you verse 8 of chapter 5. And it says, "You also be patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." It's interesting, this is one verse in a section here, basically verses 7 through 11, some would argue through 12, but 7 through 11 is a section here where this is really the primary point of the section, where James is looking at believers, and in their context, many of those believers experiencing persecution, a lot of hardship, a lot of oppression, a lot of trial, because of being believers. And James's consistent encouragement to them throughout this letter is not to get mad back at God, not to grumble with each other, not to complain, but to stand firm in their faith. That's what establish your hearts means there, to stand firm in your faith. And he says, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. When he's talking about patience here, he started this section by saying, be patient, verse 7, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and late rains. You also, he says, be patient. He goes on and talks about, in verse 10, as an example of suffering and patience, brothers, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Then he talks about Job being an example of perseverance. And he says, we consider those who people to be blessed when they remain steadfast under trial. This is a theme throughout his entire letter, more so than I originally even maybe understood or appreciated. When I think about James, typically, like maybe many of us, we think about the faith and the works aspect, and certainly that's a huge theme. But I was thinking back to chapter 1. James starts his letter by saying, verse 2 of chapter 1, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. He goes on in verse 12 and says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. It's a consistent theme in James, and really it's a consistent theme throughout the entirety of the Bible, that as followers of the Lord, as God's people, as Christians redeemed by Christ, if we choose to follow Jesus, we're going to have hardship in this life. We are going to suffer. We're going to be persecuted. We're going to be hated by the world. And Jesus says, because the world first hated him, and we're his followers. And our response to that is important. We are called to endure, to persevere. And I think what's tempting for us, what's natural to us, is simply to get angry. We can get angry at God. We can get angry at one another. I think that's why James says don't grumble against one another in the middle of this section, because if we're honest, it's easier to complain and to blame than it is to remain patient and steadfast and to trust the Lord through it. It's easier to just blame the people around us or vent our frustration on everybody around us. It's also easy to say, man, I just want to get out of this and get back to what's comfortable as quickly as possible. When your faith is being tested, it's not pleasant. When you're enduring suffering, it's not pleasant. When most of us might say we've never really been really persecuted for our faith, but for some of us who say, yeah, I've experienced opposition because of my faith, it's hard. We like to be liked. And when we're experiencing pushback and somebody doesn't like us, or we're experiencing opposition in the workplace and we say, man, this seems to be because of my faith, it can be a difficult experience. But James is calling us here. He says, be patient through that. And that doesn't mean just stop and wait. It's an active kind of patience. That's why he keeps referring to the coming of the Lord. We are being patient, and we are actively waiting, looking forward to the return of Jesus when he's going to make all things right, when he reverses the fortunes of the world, when those who are first are last and those who are last first, when we are vindicated for our faith in Him, when He makes all things new. And so this idea of being patient is also this idea of persevering, that we're remaining steadfast, and rather than simply jettisoning the process, or saying, I just want to get back to what's comfortable, or venting our anger, or taking vengeance, He says, no, wait upon the Lord. Be patient, remain steadfast, let what God is doing in your life have its full effect, let perseverance have its full effect, and wait until the coming of the Lord. One day Jesus is coming back, and He's going to make all things right. And the promises of the Scripture are not that being a Christian is going to make your life easy or even easier than it was before being a Christian. It's not that it's always going to feel nice, but there is the promise of joy in the midst of it and of eternal glory, eternal future glory. Not necessarily present comfort, but eternal future glory when the Lord comes back and He makes all things new. So we are to live our lives patiently waiting, actively waiting, remaining steadfast, and living our lives and making our decisions in light of Jesus's return. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray and reflect as well. Father, will you help us to do that daily, to remember that Jesus, you are coming back and that time is near. We don't know the day or the hour. Help us to prioritize our lives accordingly. Help us to make our decisions accordingly. And help us to remain steadfast under trial, because you promise the crown of life to those, Lord, who patiently wait for you and remain steadfast in the midst of the testing. Jesus, thank you that you're with us. You help us. This is all by grace, even the fact that we're yours, Father, and that you do test us to confirm our faith. God, it's because of your grace over our lives. But help us to remain steadfast and to patiently wait for your coming. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Take some time now to reflect and to pray as well.